Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
At the Montana Family Foundation, our three most frequently asked questions are, who are you, what do you do, and how do you do it? Sadly, the most important question rarely gets asked, but we'll talk about that in a moment. So, question number one, who are we? I've heard us described as the conservative offset to the ACLU. Others say we're the Christian voice in the legislature. Still others call us the conservative social values organization. When our movement was founded in the late 1980s by Focus on the Family founder Dr. James Dobson, he described us as a loosely affiliated group of state-level organizations dedicated to preserving traditional social values from a Judeo-Christian perspective. I think that pretty well sums it up. Now, 30 years later, there are 40 of us under the banner of the Family Policy Alliance. So that's who we are. The second question is, what do we do? And the answer to that question is partially found in the answer to the first. We speak from a Judeo-Christian biblical perspective to four main issues in society. The first is life, which encompasses abortion, euthanasia, human cloning, and embryonic stem cell research. The second is marriage and family, which encompasses divorce and its effect on children, same-sex marriage, transgenderism, and other similar issues that seem to crop up on a near daily basis. The third is school choice, the desire for every child and their parents to be able to survey a vast array of educational options and choose the one best suited for that particular child. Gone are the days of one-size-fits-all education. And fourth is religious freedom, the ability of every person to worship God as they so choose, free from governmental interference or restriction. Those are the four areas that make up what we do. The next most frequently asked question is, how do we do it? That's easy. We spend a significant amount of time influencing those who make the decisions, be that in the legislature, the governor's office, the courts, the Department of Justice, and even in the churches, where we educate and inform. Many churches and pastors have no idea that religious liberty is under threat to the degree that it is. And that brings us to the fourth question, the one rarely asked, but the one that's most important. Simon Sinek calls it the why of what we do. Why do we do what we do? For us, the answer is found in the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 19. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God ordained the family as the smallest unit of government, and the founders, though they did not set up a theocracy, did lay out in the First Amendment the protections necessary for the gospel to flourish. Protections such as the freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of assembly. At the Montana Family Foundation, we work every day to protect those liberties so that every Christian is free to know Christ and to make Him known. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.